Get ready for a Spiral Notebook moment. Stories, musings, and reflections from my Spiral Notebook project, that time I filled a whole notebook a month for an entire year. Each time I bust out my notebooks, I'm going to mine for a piece that relates to one of our themes here on the pod, that the arts are a brilliant tool for healing, that coming full spiral means learning one of life's lessons on an even deeper level, or the fact that we're all connected in this vast spiraling universe. So how do I make a spiral notebook moment come full spiral? Well, I'll tell you. I once attended a storytelling workshop and I got the best piece of advice about story. And what it said was that there are three essential questions that you need to ask whenever putting a story together. Those questions are, what's the story about? Number two, what's the story really about? And number three, what's the story really, really about? Asking those questions is how I bring a simple notebook moment full spiral. Please enjoy these stories. And hopefully, in addition to being entertaining, it'll serve as a jumping off point for your creativity. All right, let's turn the page and dig in. Today's spiral notebook moment is about a very special tree I grew up with. My majestic, beautiful, best friend, my weeping willow. I grew up on a big piece of land in a home that used to be a farm. And this is a story about that time. Wild and green to the ways of the world, untouched by heartbreak, rejection, or scorn, wanting only to run to my willow, my favorite person growing up. A grandmother of a tree with a trunk large enough to hold my brother's two-story tree fort. And it could hold a family of two dozen. Easy. Grabbing a handful of her branches and letting her swing me off the ground. For hours, I'd sit solitary in that tree, thinking, burping the ABCs, and hiding. The tiny wispy branches that would litter the yard after a big storm, and our job was to clean them up. That was the backyard I knew as a kid. My willow. My sweet, sweet willow. Yeah, a place to hide and someone I could talk to. And when I climbed up high into her lap, no one could find me and nothing could touch me. Long yellow tendril branches with curtains of sage green leaves, cool to the touch, shiny and sweet smelling. I loved to gather a loose bouquet of those branches in my hand and just bury my face in them. Just being near her was medicine. When I was in high school, my dad sold half of our land, and it was the half that had my willow on it. He assured me that the new landowners wouldn't touch the willow, but progress waits for no one. So several years later, they cut her down. My willow was gone. But what that story's really, really about is the loss of innocence and the reminder that all good things come to an end. Did you have a tree or a landmark that you loved as a kid that is no more? Tell me about it on the Full Spirals Facebook page. We'll see you over there. This episode was produced by Boom Arts in Appleton, Wisconsin. Theme music by Helen Avakian. Additional music provided by Beth Kelly. If you liked what you heard today, please rate, review, and most importantly, share Full Spirals. Bring your friends and fam along for the ride on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your favorite listening platform. Because we really are all in this together. Till next time, take care.